The participation of African Americans in the U.S. Civil War was made popular to the world in the 1989 theatrical release Glory, that depicted the story of the Massachusetts 54th USCT, or United States Colored Troops. But many of you might not know that there were many other African American regiments that fought in the war that divided this country and claimed 620,000 lives.
Fire! Load!
With the participation of Civil War reenactors, the U.S. National Park Service recognized the 23rd USCT, the first black regiment to fight in direct combat with the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia.
To come here today and to gather on this spot, really for the first time, the first ever public event, public recognition of this place and its role in history, I just couldn't imagine a more appropriate ending to this beautiful day than that.
The 23rd fought bravely and victoriously at the Battle of the Wilderness in Spotsylvania on May 15, 1864. These men escaped from slavery and gathered in camps in and around Washington, D.C. from 1863 to 1864. From there, they were recruited into the Union Army of the Potomac and formed the 23rd. They returned to the place of their enslavement to free those friends and families they were forced to leave behind.
But the first significant battle that they were in was here. The 2nd Ohio is going to reach out for help. The only help available is the 4th Division of the 9th Corps. The 4th Division are all U.S. colored troops. And then they will fire on Thomas Ross's Cavalry Brigade and drive them away.
The reenactors not only added a sense of authenticity to the event, but they were also historians themselves.
I represent Company K of the 3rd United States Regular Infantry Regiment.
Member of the 23rd United States Colored Troops.
And I am portraying General Ulysses S. Grant, Commander of the Army, during the Wilderness Campaign.
It's time-consuming and expensive. Only the most dedicated commit to this.
The reason I put in time and money to be a reenactor is that I believe that adults and children in the United States and elsewhere should know about the history of black people.
I just never really knew our history as fully as I wanted to. And ironically, when I was in school, I hated history. And I think it was because I could not find myself in that history.
They were able to answer questions like, how did the black regiments stand up to the expectations of the white troops?
They had no idea what these former slaves could do. They had no idea if they would fight or run. So from their perspective, I can kind of understand it, but they had to earn the trust. And the USCT, the more they earned that trust, the more they took part in battles and all, that trust grew. And it grew into legend and grew into greater glory.
Fire!
They went from, oh no, it's the USCTs, what are they going to do? It's, oh good, it's the USCTs, we know they stay in the fight.
It was very hard. Coming up with clean water was very, very difficult.
And it wasn't only the men. Women played a large role as well.
There was no gentle Victorian status put for African American women. We worked, we labored, we did whatever we had to do. They were part of the whole framework of the Union Army.
We're not one country. We are a lot of countries all together under one emblem. We're Americans. And it's important that we remember that all of these men, regardless of where they came from, added something to our country.
The reasons for war will always be debated, but the sacrifice and bravery of those who fought and died must always be acknowledged.
I ain't got long to stay here. No, 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 I ain't got long to stay here.